राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद पुरस्काचार्य अस्तोषि श्रीमदेश भक्ति विदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद पुरस्काचार्य अस्तोषि श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदायनी तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की अंतरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी मदन मोहन गोवर्धन जी की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ऑल गुरुस्ट असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरुस्ट असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरुस्ट असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरुस्ट गुरु एन गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मुक्तं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदाङ्कितम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साकृचातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामी हरि प्रिये वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 20 वर्स नंबर 5। अथा कायम इमं विद्वान अविद्यकाम कर्मभिः आरब्ध इति नैवास्मिन् प्रतिबुद्धो अनुसज्जते। अथा कायम इमं विद्वान अविद्यकाम कर्मभिः आरब्ध इति नैवास्मिन् प्रतिबुद्धो अनुसज्जते। अथा कायम इमं विद्वान अविद्यकाम कर्मभिः आरब्ध इति नैवास्मिन् प्रतिबुद्धो अनुसज्जते। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग अतः देयरफॉर कायम बॉडी इमम This, Vidwan, he who has knowledge, Avidya, by nascence, Kama, desires, Karma bihi, and by activities, Arabdha, created, Iti, thus, Na, never, Eva, certainly, Asmin, to this body, Pratibuddha, One who knows, Anusajjate becomes educated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. Those who are in full knowledge of the bodily concept of life, who know that this body is composed of nascence, desires and activities resulting from illusion, do not become addicted to the body. Purport. As stated in previous verse, Those with good intellect, Suddhe, do not accept themselves to be the body. Being a creation of nascence, the body has two types of activities. In the bodily conception, when we think that sense gratification will help us, we are in illusion. Another kind of illusion is to think that one will become happy by trying to satisfy the desires that arise from the illusory body or by attaining elevation to the heavenly planet systems or by performing various types of Vedic rituals. This is all illusion. Similarly, material activities performed for political emancipation and social and humanitarian activities performed with an idea that people of the world will be happy are also illusory because the basic principle is the bodily conception which is illusory. Whatever we desire or perform under the bodily conception is all illusion. In other words, Lord Vishnu informed Prithu Maharaj that although the sacrificial performance set an example for ordinary people, there was no need for such sacrificial performance as far as his personal self was confirmed. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.45, Traigunya Vishyaveda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdando Nitya Sattvasto Niryoga Shema Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. The ritualist performance recommended in the Vedas mainly depend on the three modes of material nature. Consequently, Arjuna was advised to transcend the Vedic activities. The activities Arjuna was advised to perform were the transcendental activities of devotional service. So, before starting, I would like to seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas, especially Radhasham Prabhu, so that I can speak some words for purification and glorification. Radhanath Maharaj said, whatever success we have attained in Radha Gopinath temple is because of four things: chanting, kirtan, katha and prasad. But one of the main elements, he said, among all these four things is we did it together. So doing it together is the main thing, Maharaj said. In fact, in one of his appearance day, birthday, he asked all the brahmacharis in Radha Gopinath temple that if you want to give me some gift, promise me one thing, that all of you will take prasadam together. So that has so strong bonding that, you know, when we do things together, it has so much of power. So in this verse, it is explained that sense gratification, you know, doesn't lead to happiness, it leads to, you know, miseries. And people who are, you know, vidwan, a person who is in knowledge, doesn't fall into that trap. So Prabhupada explains in his purports that if we don't want to be attached to sense gratification, the only way is we have to be attached to Krishna. You know, and the effect of being attached to Krishna is also explained all over the verses in Gita and Bhagavatam. So in the 18th chapter, you know, 76th verse, just two verses before it ends, Sanjay is telling that what is his realization of after hearing the whole Gita. So he says, Rajan Shamshitya Shamshitya Samvadam Idam Adbutam Kesho Arjuna Punyo Harashyamicha Muhur Muhur. So Prabhupada explains the translation and purport that Sanjay is telling, after hearing this discourse between Krishna and Arjuna, you know, I am enjoying life with a thrill, you know, at every moment. So the last word says, you know, muhur muhur. Muhur muhur means at every moment I'm enjoying life with a thrill. So in the purport, Prabhupada explains 3-4 points. He says, anyone who hears to this transcendental knowledge, the first aspect is he never forgets such talks. We are doing Krishna consciousness, we will never forget such talks, and it is beyond material realm also because it is spiritual. So we have one devotee, Raghunath Charan Prabhu from Gopal's garden. His father had such a disease by which he forgot everything, even the wife's name, son's name. But the verses of Gita which he had memorized, he could remember that. So here Prabhupada is telling we don't forget such talks. We still have one of our counselors by the name Akrur Prabhu. He had some health issues and basically he also forgot everything. But he has not forgotten two things. One is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and one is Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Swami, Prabhupada. So still he is living in Vrindavan and fully chanting and doing things because of the health issues. So materially he has forgotten everything about himself. But this is the power. So what Prabhupada is telling, we can see a You know, so many case studies, so many examples in day-to-day life that people actually don't forget, you know. Then Prabhupada also says they become increasingly enlightened, they become righteous. Righteous means they become sadhu. So just if we hear this, so that is a transformation which happens. And enjoys life with a thrill, not for some time, Prabhupada says, but at every moment. And specifically for all of us, you know, although COVID was such a situation, you know, it was such a tough situation, but those devotees, you know, we got feedback from many devotees. They were chanting 64 rounds, you know, reading Bhagavatam, you know, and doing so much spiritual activities, doing deity worship for hours and hours together. Some of them felt the COVID should not end because we can continue, you know, doing, you know, Harikatha and, you know, Shravanam and all. So enjoys life with a thrill. Now, there is no connection of finance or anything material here. Why? Because even the monks, you know, who are completely renounced and who has left everything, they are enjoying life with a thrill, with at every moment. So whatever happens, irrespective of what's happening outside, the benefit is if we are absorbed in hearing Harikatha and doing bhakti, you know, you enjoy life. So, on the lighter note, I was serving here for many years before. So I told Daruk Prabhu, who drives Maharaj. So when they got initiated, Maharaj gave the name Garud and Daruk, Ganesh and Dinesh, because they were driving that time. So I said, both of you will be carriers of, you know, Vaishnavas. So I just wanted monkey cap from the temple. So I just told him to bring that. So when I asked him here, he said, Prabhuji, bhul gaye. I forgot. So I was a little bit disappointed. I said, just one thing I told you and you forgot. How you will serve Prabhupada's mission, Baba? So then after a minute, he just removed and gave it to me. He said, why you lied? He said, Prabhuji, I wanted to see whether you become angry or not. So many times you are tested at different situations. So the Gopal Krishna Maharaj was once time mentioning, we never thought that we will be carrying all Prabhupada books in our pocket, you know, in mobile. Now it's a common thing. We have all Prabhupada books. So Maharaj said, we have such an opportunity to associate with, you know, Krishna in the form of katha and hearing and all. All Prabhupada books are there. Only thing is we have to open up and see. So the Bhagavatam explains the same thing, the 12th canto, 12th chapter, verse number 50. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram ramam navam tadeva shashvam manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokarna shoshanam narvam yaduttam shloka yasho nugiyate. So it's relishable, it's attractive, it's newer and newer. So all devotees feel that, you know, every time they read Bhagavatam. Yesterday Gaurang Darshan Prabhu gave, I heard he has read Bhagavatam 17 times. And after that he says, every time I read, it's newer for us, for him. So navam navam, newer and newer you can experience. I heard one of the verses is often quoted, karshati, prakriti sthani karshati, you know, struggling, the jiva is struggling in the material world. So Prabhupada says struggling means, in the next purport it says, Prabhupada, we think struggle means the problems which we are facing, adi devik, adi bhautik, adi atmik, and personal all issues and birth, old age, disease, death. Prabhupada said, no, that is not struggle. Actual struggle is going around in 84 lakh species, you know. So we just see the struggle in this life. Prabhupada is telling there is struggle in millions of life. So if you have to end that, we need to do bhakti. So then he says, festival for the mind, you know, in this verse, festival for the mind. So either the mind can be neutral, negative, or it can be in festivity, utsav, you know. So if we just keep on hearing, although it's the basic things, you know, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, first canto, you know, the first chapter, the bhakti, the process is simple, but application is difficult. You know, we can have actual festival, you know, if we just take shelter of this process and dry the oceans of miseries. So this is also said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Seililamrit vine khai yadi anapane tabe bhaktera durbala jivane yara ek bindu pane utpulita tanamane nache kaye kare kirtane. So even if the translation goes like that, if you are eating grains, so that will give you strength for the body. But if you are not hearing Harikatha, then you become spiritually weak. So Radhanath Maharaj has said that this verse with the translation and purport has to be in Brahmacharya Ashram. So those who are been to Radha Gopinath Mandir, so in the Brahmacharya Ashram this verse is there, where Prabhupada writes in the purport that if you don't read these books, Prabhupada mentions three, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Bhagavatam and Gita. He says, if you don't read these books, it's a matter of time, you will eat, sleep and fall down. Very, very empathetic, Prabhupada says. So that's how we take it seriously. And you know, and we'll be taking up that how this reading, Shravanam, is so important. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said there is only one problem in this world, that is lack of Krishna consciousness, that we all know. And solution is Krishna consciousness. So all the problems, wars and all, you know, only bhakti is spread all around. So there will be no problems. Prabhupada says in one purport that whatever problems are happening in the world, the cause is the Indians. Why? Because Indians have not taken the responsibility of understanding this knowledge, practicing it and giving it to the world. So, Radhanath Maharaj goes one step ahead and explains there is only one problem in the world and there is one problem in the life of devotees. If you just take care of one problem, then devotees will always be in a transcendental position in spite of all the events happening around him. What is one problem? Maharaj says, if you hear to his class which he gave in Benapole, you know, so where Haridas Thakur was tempted by the prostitute. So there he states, there is only one problem in the life of devotees. That problem is, we don't have a taste for the holy name. Once we have a taste for the holy name, then nothing will disturb us. You know, just like yesterday it was said, tribulations and temptations, nothing will disturb us. So for that we need taste. So, but the taste will not come so easily. We have to work hard. In fact, Mara says, we have to plead, we have to cry, we have to do, you know, as much as possible. And when the Lord is pleased, then Lord will bestow that taste. And Maharaj also quoted that when you serve the Vaishnavas, the Lord is pleased and then, you know, you get that taste. So all devotees should know, you know, just like it says, facing true north. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam first canto also, that when you are doing spiritual activities, you should be facing north. So true north means that, you know, when we are serving Vaishnavas and we are sincerely, desperately trying, then the Lord will give that higher taste by which we will not be distracted by the unlimited distractions outside. So, what is the definition of help? You know, what is the definition of help? Sachinanda Maharaj says, help people to help themselves after helping yourself first. Help people to help themselves. So we want to help someone. So you have to help in such a way that they can help themselves. But before, he says, after you help yourself first. So we need to janam sarthak kari karo paropkar. So if you give grains to someone, so he can cook and, you know, he will be satisfied. But if you teach them agriculture, you know, then, you know, this was one incident where a person teaches some farmers, some people there in the tribes to how to do farming. And they say once they know farming, then they will grow their own grains and they don't need anything. So help people to help themselves after helping yourself first. So we need to help ourselves. Radhanath Maharaj explains that when there are birds are small, so the mother bird comes and feeds these birds, you know. But as soon as the mother bird finds that these birds have grown up and they can sufficiently take care of themselves, then she doesn't come. Then the small bird starts going out of the nest and start flying themselves. And then they themselves get their own food. So Maharaj explained that for a few years we need to support the devotees, and after some time the devotees should know, they should become that much mature by which they come in association regularly, they hear, they do seva, they chant sincerely. And when they do that, they will, you know, become strong and they will grow on their own. So, we were discussing this aspect of, you know, Harishyami chahu mohur mohur. So Sanskrit is a very wonderful language. So it explains laughter in 6 words. So the first word is smita. So smita means, teeth not visible, only with eyes and cheeks there is some smile, you know. So then comes second aspect is hasita. Hasita is where teeth is visible. Third is vihasita, where teeth is distinctly visible. Fourth is avahasita, where nose gets puffed up, you know. I heard in one of the Bhagavatam classes, I liked it, so I'm just sharing. Where nose gets puffed up and eyes get squint, you know, that much you laugh. Then apahasita. Apahasita means tears started rolling from your eyes and your shoulders start shaking. And atihasita, this is the last level of, laughter. You start clapping and leaping in air, you know. So sometimes in, we see this also. So these are various levels of, happiness, laughter, which the Sanskrit language explains. So I would like to share that how we get attracted to sense gratification is through our mind. As Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Maharaj says, there is no problem in the object. The problem is in our perception, you know. So just like on Ekadashi, you see any grains, you don't get attracted because by default, you know, you don't eat that day. So there is no problem in the object. The problem is the perception in the mind. So in 6.34, when Arjuna is telling Pramathi means it is agitating. So we should know the mind is always going to agitate us for rest of our life. And chanchala and balward, strong, and dhridam, obstinate. So it also means if you translate agitating in Hindi, it says like dharna karna, you know. Like in a office or in a corporate or in a company, people go on strike, you know, trying to do this kind of thing. So that is what mind is always doing with us. You know, so no doubt we feel, so much stressed out, agitated, disturbed. And this is the mind is going to do always, and we'll not be able to do anything about it. So it is explained that chanchal, so if a small baby is chanchal, you can control. But if an elephant is chanchal, becomes crazy, no one can come in front of it. In fact, in Belgaum, they have this Venu Madhuri. So they were chased by one mad elephant, some brahmacharis. So if you are running on the, plain land, the elephant can run faster also at times. So then the brahmacharis used their mind and they went down a slope. So when they went down the slope, the elephant, stopped because he knew that he cannot go on the slope, otherwise he will topple. So that's how the brahmacharis saved their lives. So this is how the mind is, mad elephant. So it's a common example, we can understand, dhridam means obstinate, it will not change. So Arjuna is anyway giving up, I cannot control the mind. So no question for any one of us. But Krishna is telling that by abhyas, next verse 35, that actually it can be controlled. So the number one, we should know the disease is stress because of, mental problems in the world right now. And to that extent, it says that it is enemy also. Enemy means it can kill us. So, one devotee explained that why people are committing suicide. Because the mind is attacking the body, attacking the self and killing it. We have 370 suicides happening every day in India, Punya Bhumi. Why? Because the mind attacks and convinces the person that the life is not worth it and you should give it up. Although Maharaj says this is the most selfish thing for a person to do. He has this body, he can, engage his body in such a wonderful service. So, the Gita 17:16 explains Mana prasadam samyattam monam atma vinigraha bhav samsumsi dhiti etat tapasa manasam uchyate. So there, Prabhupada says that when a person, he wants satisfaction for the mind, he should not engage in sense gratification. The more you engage in sense gratification, Prabhupada says, the more the mind becomes dissatisfied. Thanks to mobile. They were telling screen sharing, how much your screen time, So screen time people are telling 4 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours. So the more the mind is engaged in sense gratification, the more the mind is dissatisfied. So the main reason for people getting dissatisfied, frustrated and agitated is because of this. So there are solution is given by Prabhupada. He says two things. He said there are so many Vedic literatures, we should divert the mind to hearing all these things. That is one thing he says. And then trying to do welfare activities for others. That means we try to preach. So these two things Prabhupada gives the solution for the mind. So we'll come to a couple of solutions. I have listed six solutions. So before going more detail into this, Prabhupada says in the fourth canto, in other place I read, if a person is going in car, you know, a big businessman goes in the car. He gives this example that he doesn't think of the car. You know, although he's maintaining the car, he's maintaining the driver, he doesn't think of the car. Sitting in the car, he's always talking about business or with the family people and like that. So Prabhupada gives this analogy to make us understand that we may be in this body, but we are not supposed to be thinking of the body. Being in the body, we should be thinking of Krishna and just maintaining the body. Just before COVID, I remember Radhanath Maharaj just gave a class in front of Madan Mohan Temple. And he said, you know, we need to do the needful when we are staying in this world. You know, we need to handle situations which go sometimes ups and downs. Just before COVID, you know, a few months back. And after that, it all came up. So, staying in this material world, we have to do the needful. We have to take care of the body and the other things. But along with that, our focus should not be distracted. Just like Prabhupada says, a owner of the car is always doing business or other things, but not thinking of the car that much. So, Prabhupada, he said, sense gratification is like hot food. You know, hot doesn't mean in temperature, in spicing. Like Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, if you eat hot, while going in it burns, while going out also it burns. So, if you have taken hot food, it burns your body from within. We know that, you know, a lot of chili. So, sense gratification is like that, it always burns. So, Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj said, sense gratification doesn't make any sense. So, we should try a little best to avoid. Prabhupada gives the example that how Maya is entrapping the Jiva. And he gives in fourth canto only that if you take out a worm from a stool, Prabhupada says, the worm will run back right into the stool. That is how the Maya is powerful. It had covered this, you know, the consciousness. And Prabhupada gives another example of a hog. You know, hog is always in a filthy place. You try to take the hog out and, you know, give him a nice place. He will run back to a filthy place. So that's how Maya covers us if we don't understand. And he says, what is the disease of this modern world? A person does lot of sense gratification and incurs lot of sins. And before dying, he leaves lot of money for his son to do the same. You know, sense gratification and sin, and he also should go to hell. Prabhupada says, this is the disease of the modern era. So, in 6.35, Prabhupada gives the solution to the mind. He says, just like when a person is diseased. So, diseased person means he has to do two things. Take medicine and take proper diet. So, Prabhupada says, what is the disease? It's uncontrolled mind. So, for that, the medicine is take prasadam. You know, and second thing is hearing the pastimes of the Lord, Prabhupada says. So, I was with Maharaj, Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj. So, he openly said to all the devotees, who has eaten, farsan from outside? Please raise your hands in last 1 month. So, from brahmacharis also raise their hands because everyone likes farsan. So, Prabhupada said, Maharaj said, it is not a very high quality because it is not, you may have offered it, but it is not made by devotees who are chanting. So, we may eat many things, you know, telling that it is offered, but always it will not be prasad, it will have effect on the consciousness. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport again that it purges the mind of all misgivings, and it is like if you are hungry, then hunger is satisfied when you eat every morsel of food and you get the strength also. So, similarly, when we do Shravanam, when we do Harikatha, So that gives you the strength. The same thing is explained in Krishna book also. In the 80th chapter, where Krishna is meeting Sudama. So in the first paragraph itself, where Parikshit Maharaj is discussing with Sukhdev Goswami, he says, people in this world, you know, when they are doing sense gratification, they are getting frustrated. You know, this is the words Prabhupada uses exactly. They are frustrated after doing sense gratification, you know. So people who has done sense gratification for the rest of the life, it is said, you know, that when the death comes, he's so fearful that, you know, I cannot do any sense gratification anymore. I don't know where I will go. So death means, Radhanath Maharaj says, end of everything for materialistic. And death for a devotee means entering into the spiritual world. So as the last moment comes, a devotee becomes very happy, blissful. Arre, whole life I did bhakti and now I'm going back to Godhead. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that for a devotee, as long as he's doing devotional service, ahetukiya pratyata, he will be happy while staying in this world. And when he leaves his body, he will be eternally happy in the spiritual world. So that's the advantage if you do bhakti properly. You will be happy while staying here. And when you leave this body, you will be eternally happy in the spiritual world. So the happiness doesn't end. Mohotsavam, the festival of the mind and the life, continues on if we do bhakti properly. So then Parikshit Maharaj is telling, if someone is not doing sense gratification, if he's just having those desires, that desires will be like thorn, which will always be piercing him, you know. So just harboring those desires also, sometimes we don't fulfill, but you know, we have this, that desires itself is like thorns which will be piercing. And there again, Prabhupada explains where Maharaj Parikshit is telling to Sukhdev Goswami that hearing these topics of pastimes of the Lord, you know, you can always remain steeped in transcendental pleasure. You know, this is the word used. You can steeped in transcendental pleasure. So it's same like your muhur. If you just keep on hearing and serving sincerely, selflessly, then what happens is, you will not be attracted by material sense gratification, Prabhupada says. So this is the solution. That we keep on hearing, you know, again and again, these transcendental topics of the pastimes of the Lord. So Srimad Bhagavatam also 1.2.17, Shunvata Ashva Katha Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hridyantastha Abhadrani Vidunoti Suratsatam. Prabhupada explains in the last purport that the Abhadras, you know, so what are the Abhadras? Prabhupada says wealth and woman. So Prabhupada tells in the purport, it is very common to become restless in front of wealth and woman, because we have been connected with these things since time immemorial. Prabhupada uses the word. It's many, many species of life, you know, millions of births we have taken, we have been associated with this. So it says it becomes, you know, it's common to be restless, getting distracted or disturbed. But Prabhupada says again that anyone who hears to the pastimes of the Lord, you know, he gets sufficient strength to defend himself against these all odds, against these all negative things. I was with Tamal Krishna Maharaj one time, you know, serving him. It was in the year 2000, 22 years back. And I was massaging him. So while massaging, he said, you know what, Prabhupada told me, you know, while massaging, you know, you do nice massage, you know, press hands, legs like that. But when the person is about to sleep, Prabhupada taught Tamal Krishna Maharaj that you just move your hand very lightly like this. And Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, this is called feather massage. Very light, so that the person goes to sleep. So you understood? So I said, yes, Maharaj. So although it may not be documented, but whatever I heard, I felt we can share. So then Maharaj said, next morning we'll go for a walk. So I said, yes, Maharaj. So while going for a walk, he said, why these Indians don't have intelligence? So I said, why, Maharaj? What happened? These people are going anti-clockwise. Why don't they go clockwise? So I didn't get any answer to that. And just a night before, what had happened was current had gone. So Srinathji Prabhu said, I am staying in this building for 40 years. It has never happened that there is no electricity. The first time there was some short circuit or something, the light went off. So immediately Srinathji Prabhu said, Maharaj, for you I am booking a five-star room in a five-star hotel. Maharaj said, no. He said two reasons. One, it will cost a fortune. Second, he said, Indians don't appreciate sadhu staying in a five-star hotel. So although there will be no current here, I will stay in this place only. So we could see what the simplicity and the vision of Maharaj. So, and the same thing is, explained in Bhagavad, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Madhya Leela, that Kabuna Bhadibe Tomar Vishay Taranga. So Prabhupada says in that, if we are under the shelter of Guru, if we are chanting, and if we are preaching, then we will not be entrapped by Maya. So when it comes to chanting, Vedanta Bhagavat Maharaj was telling that he has done a lot of research in all Prabhupada books and other places. Nowhere it is mentioned, Prabhupada is telling specific time. You know, it should be over in 7 minutes or 8 minutes. No, Prabhupada has not mentioned that in any of his places. Prabhupada's main emphasis was, when we are chanting, you should hear. You know, just like I give an example, the fan noise is also there. Probably now you have noticed when I said. So, it was always there, but all of us were, this is Maharaj's example, we were selective in our hearing. Means we choose not to hear the fan noise, we choose to hear the Bhagavatam. So Maharaj said, if we become selective in our chanting, that we don't want to hear anything, especially the mind thoughts and all, we just try our level best to hear the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If we just try to hear, and if we are trying to be Krishna conscious, because Maharaj said, this is the vow. Four regular principles we take vow, which we are not supposed to do, but we take a vow, what we are supposed to do is chanting. So this is the most important thing in a bhakta's life, in a devotee's life, chanting. Because that we take vow right from Prabhupada's time. Prabhupada taught that. That the most sincerely we do this chanting of 16 rounds, hear nicely. So Brihat Bhagatamrita says, you don't go to material world where Krishna is performing pastimes after this body. You go directly to the spiritual world, Maharaj said. So in Krishna book, Prabhupada says that suppose if we are not purified sufficiently, then we have to take birth again in the material world, somewhere in any of these universes where Krishna is performing pastime. And there we will be purified. So there are certain arrangements. So if we don't become sincere, like 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 80, so probably we have to go to the material world where Krishna is performing pastimes. We can see Krishna there physically, no harm in that, but still you will be in the material world. But if you hear clearly, if you are fully Krishna conscious at the level best, then at the time when you leave this body, you go to the spiritual world. So Ramanujacharya had this question that antakalecha mameva, if a devotee is not able to remember Lord, what will happen? So he didn't ask the question direct to the lordships, Vardaraj. So he wanted to know if Vardaraj ji can, you know, give the answer to this. So Vardaraj ji told this answer to Kanchipurna, that Ramanuja has this, you know, doubt that what will happen that if a devotee is not able to remember. So Vardaraj said, no problem. If he has done devotional service, I will remember him in the last moment and take him back to Godhead. Hari bol. So that's the power of bhakti. So here, it is also, you know, Prabhupada writes in introduction of Bhagavad Gita, that Maya Mugdha Jiva Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan Jiva Kripa Kaila Krishna Ved Puran. The whole concept of giving this literature is so that we can revive back our consciousness and think of it. You know, and Prabhupada writes in the purport that Vyasdev, you know, is there, Vyasdev, the incarnation of Lord. He has come to write all these literatures and is compiled by Ganesh Ji, you know, Ganpati in Maharashtra. You know, we are all celebrating always, you know, Ganesh Ji's Utsav. But the main work of Ganeshji was compiling all this literature so that we can read it. And this reading is an austerity. You know, it explains in the 17th chapter that Anudvegam Karam Vakyam Satyam Priyam Hitam Chat Swadhyaya Abhyasam Chaya Vanmaya Tapochite. This is tapasya. So very simple to see mobile and, you know, do all other things. But to read the Vedic literature is tapasya. So if we do that, then by that tapasya, we get purified and we remain, not attracted by material sense gratification. So many times we have always this concept of comparison, you know. So I just got this two things to show all of you all. This is crayons. I got one article, so from that I'm just showing all of you. The crayons, you know, it has a complaint that I am not sharp like a pencil. Crayons has a complaint, I am not sharp like a pencil. And pencil has a complaint, I am not colorful like crayon. But if we understand, both are meant for a different purpose. This is for coloring and this is for writing, right? So if one individual starts comparing with the other, it loses its importance and becomes, you know, it doesn't understand that he is made for something. So specifically for all of us, you know, we have been made by Krishna. You know, once we start chanting and all, Krishna has given sets of skills for all of us and devotion, whatever level we are practicing. We don't need to compare with anyone else. If you have to compare yourself with what you were yesterday. As it is said, don't get up from the bed in the morning if you cannot be a better person than yesterday. So Jananivas Prabhu was asked, you know, that how you have been able to sustain doing 50 years of the same service. So Jananivas Prabhu said, every day my thought was how I can do better than yesterday. So every day that should be the consciousness of devotee, how I can chant better, how I can serve better, how I can be a better Vaishnava in service of all devotees, you know. So this comparison, this concept is clear. I'll give you another comparison. Many times people sleep, that's why I call these things. So one time banana went into a stress, you know. What was the stress? That, oh, mango is the king of fruit. You know. So listen carefully because I'm going to ask all of you all one question. Huh? This is very important because I want to connect. Because you will also connect after I ask this question. So this banana went into a stress that mango is the best of the fruits, is the king. I'm useless. You know, thinking like that. Now I'll tell you the glories of banana. One glory of banana is it is available all throughout the year. Please listen, carefully. Second glory of banana is it is available all over India. Third glory of banana is it doesn't need to be washed. It's the only fruit without washing you can eat. Right? Fourth glory of banana is it's very good for health. Fifth is it's the cheapest. It's the cheapest. Now in the audience, how many of you had heard all the five glories of banana? Please raise your hand. I just want to know. One. No, together you have heard five? Yeah, very nice. Yeah. So this was Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu. Doctor has told him not to eat banana. He's allergic to it. So he told me these five advantages. So when you don't get to eat something, then you know the glories of that thing. So sometimes we just waste our time comparing ourselves, you know, like this, like that, like that. Krishna has made us all, you know, in a perfect way. We just have to, you know, try our level best to serve. And that's how we'll please. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam that one lady in Vrindavan, she gets bucket of water of Yamuna and said, Prabhupada says, for that service, she will go back to Godhead. Just simple lady doing simple service. So whoever we are, whatever we are, if we just try our level best to serve, you know, we can attain perfection. So the Time magazine explains, you know, that there are four kinds of people who are happy. You know, it's very much connected with Bhagavatam also. That's why I took this point. First people who, now this is now International Professional Magazine. You know, they have done a lot of research around the world and they have come to this conclusion. Who are the people who are happy in this world? First, you can tick list if it falls into your category, then you can be happy. First is if you are grateful. If you are grateful in all situations, then you will be happy. If you're not satisfied, then the Bhagavatam says it's like, you know, thorns which pricks you, and satisfaction is like shoes. So if you're grateful, you'll be happy. I mean, it correlates with Bhagavatam. Second, who have lot of relatives, who have lot of relationships, they are happy. So for ISKCON, no issue. You know, we are always in tension that we are overcrowded, overcrowded. So many times they called up Maharaj and they said, Maharaj, you know, there is no space, there is no space. So Maharaj said, I am in some temple in, you know, abroad. There are no devotees only. So both places there is problem. You know, some place there are no devotees and some place there are too much devotees, which is a better problem. So definitely more devotees is a better problem. So basically relationships. So we have so many devotees, so many relationships that we forget our family relationships also. You know, we don't give them that much time and there's a complaint. So that's another way of being happy. Third is, you know, those who are doing social work. Fourth is those who are religious. These are the Time magazine research which explains. And for us, we should know, I will tell you one live story, real-time story, that one pharmacist, it's just happened a few years back, his father was quite devotional, but the son was quite atheist. And the son was working with his father, and over the years he became so expert that, you know, with closed eyes he could go in any section and get out the medicine from that, you know, whichever medicine is said. So he was became so expert. So one time, it was raining, and one child came and he said, please give me this medicine. My mother is on the verges of passing away. So, and immediately the light went off in the shop. So he just went and he knew where it is kept. He took out the bottle and gave it. And he paid the money and he left. A moment later, he realized, I kept this morning, you know, the poison for rat, you know, that bottle there. So he just frantically went to see, hopefully I have not given that bottle. And it was actually that bottle had gone to this boy. Now he became so afraid and he felt, you know, if this is, you know, rat poison is given to his mother, the mother will definitely leave the body. So he went, you know, that altar was there. He never worshipped, he was atheist. But this time he prayed to the Lord, oh Lord, if you are there, please, you know, save this child, save this, you know, mother, do something. I'll become your devotee, I'll worship you. And at the moment he said that, the child came running to the shop again. Uncle, uncle, please give me another bottle. So he said, why, what happened? He said, I fell off and this bottle broke. So he said, Krishna Bhagwan ki jai. He said, gave another bottle, didn't took money, and he said, you know, if you pray sincerely, as Christianity says, seek and you shall find. Another true story is father from the church, he started calling. It's like 20 years back when just mobile had recently come. From the landline he was calling, and no one picked up. He was calling at his residence, but his wife didn't pick up. And then he went at the home and he said, hey, I was calling you, you didn't pick up. One or two times he called, but somehow their wife didn't pick up. Next day in the morning, one youth gentleman comes and he says, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. He said, why, what happened? So he said, yesterday I was about to commit suicide. And I prayed to the Lord that, oh Lord, if you are there, give me a signal, then I will not end my life. And immediately my phone rang and the caller ID said, Tabernacle Church. So the father started thinking, my God, I was the one who was calling. And by chance, it went a wrong number, and wrong number went to this guy who was about to end his life. And just seeing that caller ID from the church calling, he gave up the idea of giving his life. So, in the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, you know, it explains, Kita Prakshi Mirganam Chaharau Sanyasa Chetasam Urdvametam Gatim Ganne Kimpunar Gyananam Nanam. This is from Garuda Purana, which explains, Kita, a worm, Pakshi, bird, Mriganamcha, even animals, they can perfect their lives and go back to God. So since we are in GV, I will tell you a live story of Govardhan Eco Village. You know, almost 13-14 years back, there was this dog here by the name Ranger. It was well taken care of by Nandan Prabhu. And he would do such, service. We wanted a dog in this place who would just bark but not bite. Because if it bites, then it creates a lot of problem. So Sanat Kumar Prabhu and Nandan, they had kept this special ranger, you know, just to make sure that he barks, and actually he would, you know, drive away everyone. They would fear that this will bite, but it would never bite. Another quality was strict vegetarian, this ranger. All his life, ever since he was here for many years, he would always eat only vegetarian stuff, only prasadam. So he would sit in the class also times, you know, whenever we would give an open lawn, and I would say that he is the only one who is not sleeping, you know. So then Nandan Prabhu felt that we can have more of this breed. So he got a female of the same breed, you know, female dog, so that, you know, they can have children and we will have more dogs for protection of JV. And at that time also we had 50 acres of place. So this ranger and this female dog, what would happen is if the female dog is here, the ranger would go exactly 50 acres on the other side. Always. He would never associate. So I would mock with Nandan Prabhu. I think I said, being with Saffron, he has also taken Saffron now. You know. And unfortunately the day came where he had some disease and, you know, doctor said he doesn't have much time and he was about to leave. And because he had served all the devotees here, you know, so now this I would connect with 8.5, where Krishna says, Ant kale cha maam eva. If a person has done devotional service, and Garuda Puran says, even if it's an animal or someone, you know, at his last moment, in this area only, he was just lying down. I clearly, distinctly remember, because that day, the installation of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra had also happened in Palghar, and they had got this Panchamrit, you know, Abhishekam. Maha. So devotees, saffron brahmacharis were surrounding him, doing kirtan, put tulsi, put gangajal, and we had deities Gornitai downstairs. He was seeing that deities in that state, this dog left his body. Hari bol. You know. So we have heard of dogs going back to Godhead, you know, from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Shivanand Sen and all those pastimes. But it is happening in today's world also. Only thing is, if we just do and practice the process sincerely. Prabhupada writes in the purport that people want to get oil from the ocean. You know, you can understand how much, you know, energy it goes. But people don't want to understand spiritual life. And the non-devotees are so afraid to give up this rotten material body. You know, Prabhupada tells about this rotten. Rotten matlab sada hua, you know. So that is the word Prabhupada uses for our body. Rotten material body. You know. So somehow or other we should understand, you know, Sevan Mukhe Jivato Swayam Eva Spurudata. Whatever way we can engage in Krishna's service, that will be the best. So thank you very much for giving a chance to speak, and all of you are hearing, although not qualified. But it was I am very grateful to all the devotees here who gave me a chance. Hare Krishna. Gantashimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.